Got Zach Brzezinas and Lockie Brownlee. Welcome, guys.
Okay. Hey, John. Welcome. Thanks so much for having us.
Now, let me just, you guys are both dancers. I mean, you're, Zach, you're a dancer with Brittany every now and then, or...
I was with Brittany for the last 6 years, and for the last show that never happened, Lockie and I were on that one.
You were on? Okay, all right, all right. So you guys are both Aussie. Are you from one of the big cities or more of the rural areas of Australia?
I was born on the Gold Coast, which is a big, small town, about 500,000 when I was there. It's probably close to a million now, but I lived in Brisbane, Sydney, and Melbourne. So, all over.
Okay, all over the big cities. It seems like the part of the Australia that's on fire is primarily, although it's starting to impact the cities now, right? Are you following what's happening back home down under?
Oh, yeah, you can't miss it. And I was just there, so I got to see it firsthand.
Tell people, we're broadcasting 28 cities, people all over the country. Tell us what you observed or what's up.
I mean, when I first landed there, I thought it was an overcast day, and I got out of the car and I looked down at my shadow, and around the shadow, what was coloured is like red, and so that's an indication of the smoke that's in the skies. And the next day was kind of clear; it was a nice day. I went to the beach, but almost every day after that, it was dark. It looked overcast, but it's just clouds. And you can smell the smoke in the air. You can taste it on certain days. Mm. And I have asthma. So, like, after 3 days, I was, like, starting to really feel it, as are most of the people there. Mm. It's horrific. The fires have, like, came almost into the city of Sydney. They were right up against Penrith and were encroaching on the outer suburbs. Mm. They're everywhere. They're up in Perth now. They've been in Queensland. They're in Tasmania. Mm. It's unprecedented and it's massive.
Did I call you Lockhart or Lockie? What should I call you?
Lockie. Yeah, Lockie. I go by Lockie.
Lockie. What part of Australia
are you from? Tasmania. Oh. So Tassie's a little island under Australia. It's about 500,000 people in the state of Tassie. And we're very prone to bushfires down there because there's a lot of, you know, rural area and it has been just so dry. You know, we've been in a massive drought for most of last year. So Tassie they've got fires burning, but it's nothing the size of the Sydney.
Well, now they're mega fires. I don't know if you caught the news today, but some of the fires are now merging, and they're creating these mega fires that are creating their own weather systems. Yeah. They're creating thunderstorms, mm-hmm. which are creating lightning, mm-hmm. which are then igniting new
it's
fires.
Insane. Yeah.
It sounds like a version of Dante's Hell going on, right?
It's horrible. And people, it sounds like the fires have happened because people are doing all these relief efforts and, you know.
Or they just happened,
but they've been going on for months and they're going to continue to go on for months.
Summer started. The hot weather's just really coming in
now. Well, good point. The Southern Hemisphere, December, January, is summertime. Mm-hmm. It's not cold and wintry like it is here in the north, right?
No.
So there hasn't been rain there in so long. Yeah. And of course, we being Southern Californians, we're used to wildfires. It's part of our weather pattern too, but it's nothing like what's happening in Australia.
We've never seen anything like this either. Like even Sydney summer is just, it's a totally different experience. Like, if you look at, like, all my friends' Instagrams, you'll see them on the harbour, like, still doing their day-to-day, but it's like there's this sepia filter over all their photos, and it's not. It's just, that's the colour. Like, it's constant, and it's everywhere, and it's changed everybody's life.
Yeah. You know, your animals, people in this country and all over the world, we're in love with your animals. Yeah. There's no other place on the planet where you can find platypus and koalas and kangaroos and not to mention the exotic cockatoos and insects and everything else that's there.
Yeah.
A billion.
Mm-hmm. That's
species driven into extinction.
They're
possibly.
Even saying that it's many billions. It's crazy. And the billion doesn't account kangaroos, platypus, bats, amphibians, or insects. They said 250 billion insects have gone. And that doesn't even count livestock as well. Like, it's unimaginable. I watch videos every day of the koalas, and I'm just in my room crying almost every day because we grow up with these animals, and they're such a symbol of Australia. Mm. And you know, I think we've all taken it for granted that we have these beautiful animals, and now everyone's starting to go, oh my God, like, what have we done? Like, what's going on?
Yeah. I was telling the audience before you two walked in the room that I got in a fight with a Trumper this week because one of the Trumpers was saying, well, you know, it was arsonists that set those fires, and that's the... I'm like, okay, granted, arsonists may have set some of the fires, but it is climate change and it is global warming that is causing this severe drought.
Australia.
Yeah,
that's where it came from.
That makes it a tinderbox ready to go up.
And even the arsonist story is like, it's blown out of proportion. Yes, there's been arsonists and some of them have lit fires, but none have been related to the massive fires. Not that that makes it any better, but it's just that whole political thing that's happened here in America is happening in Australia now. It's like people are sending disinformation out to separate us, and it's just horrible that the world's come to this and it's spread everywhere.
Right, right. Yeah. What are you guys doing? I know you're up to doing something to help with the relief efforts. What are you two planning?
Yeah, so Zach and I are teaming up together to do a dance class, charity dance class, next weekend, next Sunday, at the Playground Dance Studios on Melrose. And it's at 10:30 a.m. until 11:30, and it's for all people who have dance experience, who don't have dance experience, who are professionals, who aren't professionals, who anyone who wants to move and to do a part in helping to raise some money for what's going on. We're going to donate for two charities. We're going to donate to the Red Cross and also to Wires Wildlife Rescue. And yeah, we just want everyone to, whoever's available, whoever's around, to come. Maybe $20, donate at the door. Come have a little groove with us, and
if you don't want to dance, just donate.
Like, yeah, come and cheer us on, and it's going to be a fun, enjoyable day. Nothing serious, nothing, you know,
not too many 8 counts.
Yeah,
not too many NDMA.
Not at all. But we, you know, we obviously feel so helpless being so far away, and you know, this is at least as much as we can do.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking more about Australia and Australian Relief Gang. Thanks for tuning in here on Channel Q. That is The Voice, one of my favorite songs written about Down Under. Guys, we're in studio with Lockie Brownlee and Zach Brzezinas, two of our guys from Down Under who are talking about Australia. And we were just chatting during the break about the Prime Minister, that he was caught on the beach in Hawaii in the middle of all this cataclysm.
Yeah, not a good look.
Not a good look.
No, he slipped out for a holiday mid fire season, well, when this was all going down, and it was kind of secret, but an Australian tourist caught a photo of him.
He'll catch you anywhere.
Yeah. he's a bit tone deaf.
I think so.
Yeah.
And you were saying, because I don't know enough about Australian politics, that he's an evangelical and doesn't believe in climate change.
I don't know what he is, but he's a man of faith, but I don't know how much faith he really has.
So does he think that God did this, or maybe that it was human cause?
He definitely doesn't think it's human cause.
Therefore, God must be doing something.
Yeah.
Must be all those gays at Mardi Gras.
Must be.
Must be.
People have said that.
Burning
it. They said, you know, we introduced gay marriage and now look what God has done. I'm like, oh God.
Oh my gosh.
Do they really say that? This is crazy.
Yeah, someone said that. Of course someone said that, like, in this day and age. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm sure it's a meme somewhere.
That is so nuts. You know, I was, when you said you were from Tasmania, somebody like me, who's never been to Australia, I immediately thought of the Tasmanian devil.
Of course, yes.
Because as a kid, that was the only introduction I had to Tasmania, was this little cyclone of a cartoon character that would terrorize Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd. I mean, it's so funny.
Yeah.
And it's an actual breathing place. And so, was growing up in Tasmania, because that's not Sydney.
That's
an outer lying area.
Yeah.
Growing up gay in a place like Tasmania, difficult?
Oh my gosh, of course. I danced my whole life. I was, you know, came out of the womb dancing and prancing around the halls of my school and my home. So yes, absolutely, very hard. You know, not a lot of friends at high school and primary school, and dance was my escape. You know, being in the
you
studio.
Were strictly ballroom before there was a strictly ballroom.
Literally,
one of my favorite Australian movies, by the way.
Totally, yeah.
Yes, I'll be here all week. Thank you.
But no, it was very hard. And yeah, I obviously, you know, dance was my saving grace. It was, you know, it definitely took me away from those feelings and the bullies, and yeah, it was hard. Came out of it stronger and living my dreams, like 100% living every single dream I'd ever, you know, thought I'd be able to do. And yeah, I kind of just go and look
at me
now, bullies.
Are there a lot of expat Australians in Greater Los Angeles?
I've been told there's like 50,000.
Well, there are 50,000 though.
I don't know if that's correct, but it's some massive number. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a whole community of us, and like
we stick together too.
Yeah. At some points in my life of living here, I've been here 17 years. I've had more Australian friends of my friends from Australia here than when I go home.
Yeah, I don't know anyone back in Australia.
That's wild. Everyone's over here. That is wild. What led you guys to think about doing something to get involved in the response to the fires?
I've been just feeling sick about the whole thing, and I was in Australia last week, and leaving felt terrible. I was like, there's got to be something more I can do, you know, and I was just sitting at home feeling sorry for myself, and Lockie texted me and said, hey, do you want to join me and do a fundraiser for the bushfires? And I was like, absolutely. Like, I was like, I'll do anything I can. Mm. I was like, can I go back and fight fires? I'm like, no, I don't have any training, you know. I'm like, can I knit, like, you know, mittens for the kangaroos and the koalas? I'd have to learn how to knit.
So we'll do something that we can do.
This is a good one. Yeah, I can dance.
This is a good one. And you have an anonymous donor already gave you $10,000. That's fantastic. That's wonderful.
It's amazing.
Yes.
The public have been really, really generous, and like you look on Australia, or if you go on Facebook, and you know there's one comedian, Celeste, who's raised over 41 million. It was yesterday, and it's the biggest fundraising campaign in history, and she's an Australian comedian. That's they're saying insane. Celeste for PM now.
Yes, yeah. Get rid of that Morrison fellow or whoever he is.
Yeah.
You can go back to Hawaii.
There were protests today on the government in Australia, and thousands, tens of thousands of people showed up, and yeah, so I think there will definitely be change. I'm hoping there's change. I'm hoping this is what people, you know, people come to see the light. And you know, I've been seeing friends and, you know, relatives and whatever that deny climate change, and was getting angry, and then I've started going at a more compassionate way and be like, we just want a better environment. Like, we just want a world that our kids can grow up and enjoy and be healthy in. And like, is there anything wrong with that? I think we all want the same thing.
Right.
Like, even if climate change isn't real, like, if what we put forward just keeps the world clean, what does it matter? Like,
good point. Good point.
So,
of course, it is real. If you believe in science,
Of course, of course.
Rather than God's revenge on Australia for gay pride or Mardi Gras.
crazy. Before World Pride.
If there are people listening who are not in Los Angeles, but they want to support two cute gay Aussie dancers in their efforts, where would we send them? To Instagram? Or?
Yeah, so go to our Instagrams, which is mine is Lockie Brownlee, Locky, not Lucky, Locky Brownlee. Brown, L-I-E.
And not hockey either.
And not hockey.
You will always be hockey to me, Lucky.
That's a new nickname. And then also Zach's.
Mine is Zach Brazinas, which is my name. It's Zacbrazenas. That's Zacbraz, like Braz. E-N-A-S.
We've got very good at putting our names in American accents, so everyone can understand.
I did that, didn't I?
But then from there, you will find a Facebook page that will be have all the information about the dance class, and if you're unable to make the dance class, we'll also have some links for you to be able to donate and you know, show the charities that we'll be sending our money to.
That is so awesome. I think the whole world is finally waking up, and whether they agree it's climate change or not, good point. It doesn't really matter at this point. Put the fire out.
Yeah.
We can debate it later.
Yeah,
just clean up the world. That's what, you know, at the end of the day, what's it going to harm?
Yeah. What worries me is the disruption to the ecological forest and savannas of Australia. I mean, loss of all those insects, although we would think they're just insects, that is the food supply for the birds and the reptiles and the amphibians and all the way up the food chain.
They say this will change the landscape forever. Yeah. It's horrible.
So painful. Gang, we're coming to the end of a show. I want to thank Zach and Lockie, a.k.a. Hockey, for coming onto the show and sharing your efforts. Good luck, guys.
Thanks so much for having us.
Behind you and support you. When we come back next week, more about what's happening in our LGBT world here at home and around the globe. Thanks for tuning in to Channel Q.